we can have our young disciples come down. Good morning, good morning. Good to see you all this morning. So I had a picture to share with you this morning. You all know what that is? What is it? Mary, do you know what this is? Spider web. Right? Spider web. You all know? You ever walk through the woods and then walked into a spider web? You never knew how fast you could move once you would walk right through one of those, right? But spiders, oh man, they're fascinating. I used to work out at a nature center, and I would take a spray bottle of water, and in the early morning when my walk, I'd carry a stick in front of me, but I would walk and I'd see the spider webs, and I would spray the spider webs. And that the water would get on them, and you could see how they were constructed, right? Just like that. Some of them were great big. They'd stretch from tree to tree, over, right? Can you think about, like a spider, and how they make that web? How much webbing? That's a lot of webbing, right? I mean, how many times around the church could a spider's web reach? Like 10? Maybe more? Marley, you hold up two hands. That's like 10? Yeah, maybe 20 times? A lot. A lot of times, right? But it's called, this web is called abundance. It's a lot. It's just a lot of webbing. And so we see examples of abundance in nature all the time. So much, so many different things. In this same park, I've seen a whole field full of wildflowers. And perhaps you've seen that on the sides and the road ditches where these yellow flowers, right? And just so many, or we see pictures perhaps on TV, just so many fields, acres and acres and acres of flowers. Or perhaps we've seen flocks of birds that fly, right? And they're just great big flocks and they follow each other. But it's just important to acknowledge that there's so much abundance. This morning in our gospel lesson coming from the Gospel of Luke, we're going to hear about abundance. There's going to be these guys that are fishing, right? And Jesus comes and he asks the guys while they're cleaning their nets to cast their nets on the other side of their boat, right? And that they're going to catch so many different fish. There are going to be so many abundance, right? There are going to be so many fish that it almost sinks the boat. Almost sinks the boat, right? And they had just come in from a night of fishing. And they didn't catch anything. And yet, Jesus comes along and says, why don't you try the other side of your boat? And they did. And they caught a bunch of fish. So much abundance that it almost sank their boat. But it was funny when they did that about this lesson of God's abundance for us, right? God has so much to offer us, so much love. And we talk a lot about love. Y'all made Valentine's for Jesus this morning in Sunday school, right? That there's so much love that God has for us through his son, Jesus, that it's hard for us to fathom. It's more trips around the church than we can imagine. More fish than we can even understand, casting on one side of the boat or the other. But God's love for us is so great, so abundant for us, and such a wonderful thing for us. So I want you to think about that this week in different ways. Where do you see God's love? Abundantly, right? Where do you see God's love that is so much? So many wildflowers, so many birds, so many fish that you can't even count. So many grains of sand on the seashore. You just can't count. And then God's love for us is one more, and one more, and one more. Will you pray with me? How do we do that? Good job. Good job, Abel. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for the love that is here today, the abundant love, not just between us and friends and family, but for the love that is shown through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And for that we are grateful. We are abundantly grateful. Help us to show that love abundantly in many, many different ways this week to each other and to ourselves. All this we ask in your Son's name. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.